Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with the manager of the Giants, Bruce Bochy. I call him John Wayne. I say, you're the cattle drive. You're bringing in this herd of cattle.
Well, we hope we get them all and bring it home. I will say this, Marty. I like how we really picked it up here the last three games. That was a tough game we lost the first home game. Our struggles here at home have just really been confusing all of us, but to bounce back and win three straight, I thought was critical for us, especially playing this team, the Brewers, because they're a really good, solid ball club. So it's going to be important we play well here this series.
Yesterday, I was the bridge to Bruce Bochy over at Amici's, and of course, a very important program that you and Kim are part of, and they raised a lot of money for a homeless prenatal care, of course. And tell us a little bit about it and how you got involved with it. I know we talked about this last year as well.
Yeah, just a great event, I thought, last night, and a great cause and great people that I've gotten to know and work with. It starts with Martha Ryan, who started the program, and, of course, Amici's. I mean, they are just tremendous partners, and, you know, for them to give 100% of sales, to the homeless prenatal program, it's really generous and really unheard of. So I really thank them. And where it all started really was with the Giant Wives. Every year they have a program or they raise money for charities, and the homeless prenatal program was one of their charities that they used about 4 years, maybe 5 years ago, and then it got closer to Kim, my wife, and I have done some stuff with the Amici's, and they offered, said, well, if you have a charity that you want to help out, well, it just so happens that this is close to home with Kim. She's a doula in off season, so she really wanted to, I think, do something extra for this program and what it does. It's amazing. I mean, they're just not helping the homeless prenatal women, but the parenting skills, they're teaching that, trying to find living quarters, things like that, to help them out. So but great event. Went to both of them here on King Street, the Amici's, and then I went to Lombard Street. We had a great time. Mike Krugo came over, got to meet a lot of great people, and I thank them for their participation.
Well, I kept the crowd quiet till you got there. Believe me, when you got there, I was done.
Now, Marty, thank you too for showing up. That was nice of you, and I will say, those things are, they're a lot more fun when you win a game, so it's a bit more festive, but either way, last year was a lot of fun, and we had won that game too, but it's, again, a good cause, and you meet a lot of great people, a lot of volunteers, and it's a perfect program because a lot of these women that went through the program end up working for them or being volunteers, and it's how life should work. So Martha Ryan's just done an incredible job, and she's got national attention with the program that she has set up.
Good for you, and I was glad to meet her yesterday as well. Hey, as you look at this team right now, I mean, a couple of things happened last week. On Thursday, Yusmeiro Petit retired 46 in a row. I mean, I think about it. Maybe we just take numbers for granted these days, but my goodness, I mean, one mistake, 46 in a row. I think it's an amazing record.
It's incredible. It really is. I mean, I've been fortunate to have seen some historic things in this game, the perfect games and no hitters, hitting streaks, things like that happen. But this one kind of snuck up on everybody. But when you look at it, and for Petit to have the all-time major league record as long as this game's been played is amazing, because you're right, anything can happen. I mean, it can be a call it on a 3-2 count that he calls a ball for ball four. It can be an error. There's so many things that become involved, especially on the luck side of it. But I don't want to take that away because that's how well he's been throwing the ball, and he threw a beautiful game yesterday. But it still amazes me when I think about that, what this kid has done, and I know he should be very, very proud of it, and I kept the lineup card for him.
Oh, good.
You know, I thought of this. I said, look, last year around this time, he retires 26 straight against Arizona. Here he retires 46 straight. That's 72 straight with maybe a Chavez hit and a Lyles double in the middle of it.
You're right. It's amazing because you look at him. He's not a power arm. You know, he's a finesse pitcher. But it goes to show you, if you can locate your pitches and you have four pitches to work with, you're going to have success. Now, that's tremendous success. It's hard to say anybody's going to do that. But for those kids that are looking at these guys throwing 95, you don't have to throw that hard to succeed up here, and he's proven that.
All right, a couple of things about the team. Number one, how hard was it to put Lincecum in the bullpen, and what do you expect out of him, and where are you going to use him?
Yeah, you know what? It really wasn't hard to put him in the bullpen because we all felt it was the right thing to do. I don't want to put that kid out there when he's out of sync and, you know, he's feeling terrible about how things are going, and he feels like he's letting the team down. So that really was an easy one, and it's nice to have a petite, in your back pocket to where you can take Timmy out. So he's working on things in the bullpen, just trying to clean up that delivery. He's falling off on the glove side a little too much. But more than anything, get the confidence back. Meanwhile, I want to get him out there as soon as I can and see where he's at. But I like to pick the right spot. I don't want to put him in a tie ball game or something where he's going to have that added pressure the first time out.
Well, it's going to be fun to see it. I know a lot of people waiting to see when he'll come in a game and see how it turns out. The other thing is Joe Panik, and you've moved him into the two spot, and Hunter Pence is back, and now here we are into September. And I said this about you 2 weeks ago. I said, the switch was click on for you. And I saw this, I remember, in 2012 with Zito, when you pulled him out in the fifth inning. And after that, every game was managed like it was a playoff game. I saw you do this a couple of weeks ago. I think it was with Vogelsong. I forget who. But now you got the switch of Panik and Pence. Different for you in September. And I think, you know, for you, looking down the stretch of September, for a manager, it's just different.
Well, it is different, Marty. I mean, that margin of error is no longer there. And I think the concern about wearing down the players, hopefully you've done your job, and that's not at the forefront. I mean, they're still going to need a break occasionally, but meanwhile, you're going to try to run out the core players as much as you can, and you got to try to win every game. You worry about tomorrow's game tomorrow at this point, and that's what we're going to do. In fact, Petit starting yesterday, if I would have needed him a couple days ago, I would have used him, and then we would have had to bring up a spot starter. So that's kind of where I think you're at in a pennant race, especially when you get to the end of August and start to enter September. It's every game becomes close to a playoff game to a point. And you may see one game where I just can't use the setup guys or closer, but trust me, I'll try to do all I can to win every game.
No, I know you will. And plus, you got the call-ups coming September 1st. I said on the show, after September 1st, you're never going to see any of the big guys in a game that doesn't matter. And I think it would be nice to have some extra people in the bullpen. I say bring them all up. Give you about 10 extra.
Yeah, right now our numbers are going to be up there a little bit as far as call-ups. So we'll have some help here on the pitching side and position player side. May have had some games where I would have liked to have pulled Hunter Pence, give him a break, but I didn't have another outfielder. So that's a nice luxury, pinch running, pinch hitting, cuts out a double switch or something because I have so many pitchers. But, it becomes a little more work, though. To be honest, when you have all these call-ups, you got to keep that number, that lineup card in front of you a little bit more because you get set in your way with a 25-man roster. Then you go up to like a 35-man roster. It's a little different. And that's on the other side, too. I got to be aware of what they have and their weapons.
Boy, what fun. Hey, thanks for being with us today. I always appreciate having you on. Any questions for me that I can help you with?
Well, Marty, my only question, I haven't quite seen you as much. You've been on road. phone and stuff. You disappeared on us. Where did you go?
I'm working every weekend somewhere.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Always good talking with you.
All right. That's Bruce Bochy. Thanks, Bruce. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.